Welcome to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications, your source for lobbying, compliance, ethics, campaign finance, and election news from across the country.
Hello, this is Joe May. I am the Corporate Social Responsibility Manager at State and Federal Communications. I'm here to talk about the release of our 2023 CSR Annual Report. This is our seventh report, and it is shipping out as I speak. We have received a lot of positive feedback over the last 7 years, and I'm excited about this one. The 2023 report is a special edition because it was an extraordinary year. This was State and Federal Communications' 30th anniversary, marked by the fact that the company moved to an exciting new location at the heart of downtown Akron. We celebrated it all with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and an open house party. In a series of videos, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, Akron Mayor Shamus Malik, Summit County Executive Eileen Shapiro, and more than 30 other amazing people offered their congratulations. Our President and CEO Elizabeth Bartz and our whole team had a lot to celebrate. Let's dig into some of the other things that are in this report. For an organization this size, we pack a CSR wallop. State and Federal Communications considers the staff to be the first stakeholders of CSR. The company offers unparalleled professional development to its staff, and it supports national government affairs organizations. In 2023, we were everywhere. The Public Affairs Council, the State Government Affairs Council, National Conference of State Legislatures, the Council on State Governments, Women in Government Relations, the Society for Human Resources Management. The list goes on. Professional development is a high priority so our staff can function at the highest level. In this report, we also describe our ongoing efforts in diversity, equity, and inclusion. We have had training, leadership development, and communication, and I would really like to point out especially that taking the lead on that communication has been our federal compliance assistant, Gamble Hayden. Our DEI efforts have all been about creating the space for good to happen. I am always astounded by the generosity of our staff for our philanthropic programs. In the past 7 years, we have supplied 170,000 meals to families who need them in our community. We increased our United Way campaign by 18% for a total of $113,000, which for us was a record. Our president and CEO, Elizabeth Bartz, bought more than 1,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies and then donated them to the food distribution of Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Akron. I guess you could call that a double philanthropy. In 2023, we rolled up our sleeves and got out into the community. 10 employees used more than 150 hours of charitable service time volunteering for nonprofits. Our employees served in amazing places, like on the board of the court-appointed special advocates. They served as poll workers on election day. They worked at local food distributions, helping families. They read to students of the Akron Public Schools, and they even painted a fence at the Barberton YMCA for United Way's Day of Action. All of this is why I love to get up in the morning and go to work. And there is so much more to the story here in this report. CSR and DEI are at the core of State and Federal Communications' business model. It's all here in our 2023 CSR Annual Report. You should check it out. The report is available digitally on stateandfed.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications. For more news, visit lobbycomply.com. To learn more about how we can guide you along the road to compliance, visit stateandfed.com. Lobby Comply Pod is produced by Joe May and John Sponarelli.